Furry forecaster Punxsutawney Phil woke up this morning and saw his shadow, supposedly meaning six more weeks of winter. It's now been 20 years since actor Bill Murray woke up to Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out till we grow.
For the Illinois town where much of that movie was filmed, reliving Groundhog Day again and again isn't such a bad thing, Jenna Dooley of member station WNIJ reports.
That's right, woodchuck-chuckers, it's Groundhog Day! Get up and check!
Groundhog Day wasn't an Oscar darling, but it did make $70 million at the box office and gave new meaning to the term, bing. The lovable but goofy film stars Bill Murray as egotistical Phil Connors, a burnt-out meteorologist doomed to relive the same day over and over until he has a change of heart. It takes an untold number of attempts to finally make it to February 3rd, but while Murray desperately tries to make it to the next day, people here in Woodstock, Illinois are pretty much choosing not to. Chicago native director Harold Ramis was drawn to Woodstock's quaint town square, where many of the scenes were shot in 1992. The bustling town of about 20,000 people is a friendly place with a coffee shop, a bookstore, and an iconic opera house on the square. You might think you were in Mayberry if it weren't for cartoon groundhogs posted on nearly every corner. John Sherris is the managing director of the Woodstock Opera House. In the movie, it's transformed into the Pennsylvania Hotel, but it's someplace entirely different each February.
I use it a lot as a reference point when I'm talking to, you know, agents and people as far as work here, booking acts for the Opera House. I'll tell them, well, you've seen Woodstock, you just didn't know it.
In 1995, a group of locals got together to reminisce about the town's role in the movie. They decided to meet again, same time, every year. From there, the Woodstock Groundhog Days were born. Co-chair Pam Morehouse says one highlight is when the town's own groundhog, Woodstock Willie, predicts the weather. And there are all sorts of souvenirs in the square. Willie even has his own wake-up hot sauce.
For about 4 or 5 days every year, we just kind of go back to the recreation of the film and want to relive it because it was such a positive experience for our community.
There's also a walking tour of film locations. That includes Ned's Corner, where Bill Murray's character runs into the pesky insurance agent, Ned Ryerson.
Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Actor Stephen Tobolowsky played Needle-Nose Ned. He remembers Woodstock fondly and has taken part in the festivities.
Now I've done lots and lots of movies, and I've never had a film in a community have that kind of bonding experience like Groundhog Day.
Movie extra and local Rick Belairs remembers spending months on the set patiently waiting for his 15 minutes of fame.
There's one scene where I can readily spot myself and point, but don't blink or I'm gone.
For an extra in a film that relives the same day, it meant no costume change.
I've got, you know, an old gray jacket and sweatpants and a hat with the fold-down earmuffs.
Belairs and other local extras say they'll keep meeting here every year for Groundhog Day. Opera House director John Sherris admits, in this case, life is trying to imitate art.
We live the movie here. I keep wondering what I have to do to redeem myself to get out of the loop, because every day is like somehow Groundhog Day here.
Here in Woodstock, organizers expect around 1,000 people to take part in the festivities, which continue through Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Jenna Dooley.
You're listening to All Things Considered.